And happy new year 2022. This is the first podcast. This is the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. Today's podcast, we'll be doing a teaching on the book of Zephaniah. Primarily, we'll be focusing on chapter 1. It's a very short book, the minor prophet Zephaniah, but very powerful. So when we look at the book of Zephaniah, it talks about the great day of the Lord, and we see, and even in the book of Revelation, when John is talking about the wrath of God and the day of the Lord, it's the same theme. The book of Zephaniah is very much an apocalyptic book, and chapter 1 is very powerful. Let's just give some background in regards to Zephaniah. The very meaning of his name means hidden of Jehovah, or Jehovah has guarded. We'll look and see also too when we get into the scriptures that Zephaniah is related to King Hezekiah. From the way it looks through the genealogy, he's four generations ending with Hezekiah as the king of Judah. And we see that Zephaniah is part of the royal house of Judah, and he is the great grandson of King Hezekiah. So that being said, primarily he's prophesying judgment upon the kingdom of Judah. But when we look at Hebrew prophecy, it repeats itself. It's repetitive, so things repeat itself. So it can be present, and it can also be future tense. When we look at the day of the Lord, I want to go to a very familiar scripture, because when we look at the book of Luke, when Jesus starts his ministry and he opens up Isaiah, he opens up the scroll, wasn't a Bible, but he opens up the scroll, and he goes to Isaiah, and I'm gonna read this, but it's interesting that Jesus stops at one point of the scripture. He doesn't talk about vengeance. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn." So Jesus started proclaiming the message and the gospel, his gospel. He stops short and he says the acceptable year of the Lord. He doesn't say "and the day of vengeance." There's coming a day and time where there will be a day of vengeance, where God will avenge his righteous. We see persecution that's taking place in northern Nigeria. We're seeing persecution take place in China. We're seeing persecution take place in Muslim countries with believers. We see persecution taking place in India, but also too is judgment and fury is going to come out for those who hate him and do not love his word and do not love his son, Yeshua, or Jesus. So when we look at Zephaniah, the day of the Lord is mentioned at least 11 times in this particular book. So we see the connection, the day of the Lord. Let's go ahead and examine the scriptures, because we're living in a day and time that the day of the Lord is fast approaching. It says, "And the word of the Lord which came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushai, the son of Gidali, the son of Amari, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, the king of Judah." So I'm going to stop right there, verse 1, just to make a point. says the word of the Lord, which came to Zephaniah. If you have a chance, check out our podcast. I believe that it is Jesus is the word and the spirit of prophecy. So the Aramaic word for word is memra. So when the prophets would have visions or the word would come up on them, it was actually Jesus, the word made flesh, appeared up on them. You can see this in Jeremiah. You can see this in Genesis chapter 15, where Abram has the vision of the word of the Lord comes, even in the book of Samuel, how the word of the Lord comes up. So the word of the Lord, so a Old Testament manifestation of Jesus appears and unctions Zephaniah into his prophetic ministry. So we go on and we look at verse 2. It says, "And I will utterly consume everything from the face of the land, says the Lord. I will consume man, beast, I will consume the birds of heavens, the fish of the sea, the stumbling blocks along with the wicked. I will cut off man from the face of the land, says the Lord. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will cut off every trace of Baal from the place, the names of idolatrous priests with pagan priests, those who worship the host of heaven on housetops, those who worship and swear oaths by the Lord, but also swear by Milcom." So verse 5, you have individuals that are worshiping the heavenly host, worshiping these angelic beings instead of worshiping the creation versus worshiping the creator, which Romans, when Paul's writing Romans, talks about that, where people begin to worship the creation versus the creator, they begin to become led astray. So God becomes angry. So it's a great fury that takes place on the day of the Lord. It's God's wrath on a rebellious mankind, not submitting themselves to the will of God. Those who have turned back from following the Lord have not sought the Lord nor inquired of him. Be silent in the presence of the Lord God. This is verse 7. For the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has invited his guests, and it shall be in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children, and such are clothed with the foreign apparel. In the same day I will punish all those who leap over the threshold, who will fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. And there shall be on that day, says the Lord, the sound of mournful cry from the fish gate, a welling from the second quarter, a loud crashing from the hills, and well from the inhabitants of Mektesh. For all the merchant people are cut down, and all those who handle money are cut off. And it will come to pass the time that will search Jerusalem with lamps and punishment men who settle in complacency, who say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, and nor will he do evil. Therefore, the good shall become booty, and their houses a desolation. They shall build houses, but not inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards, but not drink their wine. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near, and hasten quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty men shall cry out, that the wrath or the day that is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and alarm against the fortified cities, against the high towers. I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord. their blood be poured out like dust, and their flesh like they refuse. Neither their silver nor gold or their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by fire of his jealousy, for he will make speedy redance of all those who dwell in the land. So when we see the great day of the Lord, verse 15, it says, I will bring distress upon men. They shall walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood should be poured out against or poured out like dust. And it says, in that day of the Lord, that great day, their silver nor their gold should be able to deliver them. No amount of money is going to be able to deliver them in this great day of wrath. Multi-billionaires that have money, like you look at Elon Musk and you look at Bill Gates and you look at Warren Buffett and all these individuals who accumulate all this wealth, is if they're not in Christ, if they're not in Jesus, and they're not following the will of God, it's not going to be able to, no amount of money is going to be able to protect them from the wrath of God. And his wrath is coming because it's fuming each and every day. And that's the main purpose of why when Jesus came to save those that are lost. Those who receive them won't be destroyed. But those who reject the word, which is Jesus, which is Yeshua, they will be given over to wrath. So when we see in the book of Revelation, when it's talking about the wrath of God is poured out on an unbelieving world who refuses to submit to the will of God, is refusing to receive salvation, receive the grace and love of God, they're going to be given over to their own devices. So Zephaniah is very powerful, again, because this minor prophet is not minor in what he had to say. It's the amount that he wrote. But this states a very powerful thing that we have to be watchful and be mindful that the day of the Lord is soon to come. And even when we look at Zephaniah, Zephaniah is warning the people, even though it looks like they're prospering and other things are going on, he's warning them about the soon coming invasion of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon, which will lead the children of Judah into captivity. So we're living in a day where people are prospering, people are working, people are spending money, and people are enjoying life, but they're not spiritually woke into seeing that the evil and wickedness that God is not going to be slack in judging that. And evil is culminating, and the wrath of God is culminating because he sees what's going on, and eventually when the wrath of God comes on this ungodly world, because the world is getting worse and worse and worse and worse and more wicked, that the day of the Lord is not going to be a good day for those who don't love Jesus. Again, it'll be a day of vengeance, and it'll be a day of also avenging the righteous, those who this wicked world who they oppress, who they kill, who they persecute believers. And it's all getting ready to come to a head. And even those individuals that are a backslidden Israel who still is walking in disobedience, even though the nation has people have gone back and the nation has been functioning since around 1948. Still, they have not turned majority of them have not turned to the Messiah, and it will be a day of reckoning also too when they are deceived by the son of perdition, and it'll be a great wrath when the Antichrist rise against his kingdom and those who follow him. So we can find comfort and grace in Jesus from the day of the Lord. Again, Zephaniah is very powerful prophet talking about the day of the Lord. We are living, we're living in a day and age where we have to start talking about the soon day of the Lord is coming up on us very fast on an unbelieving world. And that's why we have to be motivated to preach the gospel and reach the lost and let them know that you better bow down now, because when Jesus comes back, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, but you don't want to do it bowing down and be sent to everlasting shame. You want to do it before that and receive the grace and love and mercy that you'll be saved from the soon coming wrath and the day of the Lord. God bless. This is End Time Show for End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast.